Yeah, this is the Freedom Fiends on Genesis Communications Network, coming to you on your radio. It's fun, it's wonderful, and today we have Mike Makes Right. How you doing there, Mike? Say hi.
I'm very good, Michael. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You know what? Today, you will still be doing radio with me in the future, but today is the last ever day that Nima is off in a row. It's his last day of his paternity leave. Nima's been off every Sunday for 2 months, and we've had a rotating cast of interesting and informative people hanging out, and it's actually kind of inspired me to go start another radio show. I'm going to be starting another show sometime in early March called Michael Dean After Dark, and it's going to be from midnight to 2 a.m. Central Time, U.S., Monday through Friday. It's going to be Monday through Thursday live, and then Friday is going to be a best of that I put together of the previous week's four episodes, because I can't do 7 days of radio a week. I'll just pop, but, you know, I'll still be doing the Fiends. And because I'm so awake at midnight, generally, like you and I talked last night, Mike, didn't you and I? And it was
yes.
And I'm not going to say it was far more interesting than what you'll hear today. But it was, you know, I wake up like 2 hours before this show. I have to set an alarm to get up to this. I've structured my life in such a way that I don't have to use alarms except for radio or when I do Ernie Hancock's show, Declare Your Independence, which is at 8 a.m. I had to do that the other day. Got interviewed by him, and I had to set an alarm, and I was like, but yeah,
I'm not even convinced you sleep, Michael. I think you need to video this and put it on YouTube and prove to the world that you actually fall asleep.
I do, though. It'd be kind of like that. There's a movie by Andy Warhol called Sleep. You ever heard about that? It was one of his stupid art projects that was actually shot on like 16 millimeter film. Like it had a budget, and it was a 24 hour film of like three nights of a guy sleeping.
Wow.
That's art, man. That's art. the 60s and early 70s. Good times. What year were you born, Mike? What do you remember from back then?
1971. I remember Scooby-Doo cartoons and the tail end of the Vietnam War. And 1976 was a big year, the bicentennial year. They had 200-year quarters that they were issuing, the Treasury Department, and it was an exciting time to be patriotic.
Did you get all weepy and happy and like, my nation?
Yeah. Red, white, and blue were my favorite colors.
Yeah, and nobody said, hey, what's happened in these 200 years? And nobody said, hey, I didn't agree to sign this social contract. You know, it's kind of funny. Let's just say what we're in favor of. So, you know, people say, like, what are your politics? Before we start bashing patriotism or, you know, and basically pointing out the fact that patriotism is responsible for all the murder and horrible things that all countries do that they don't need to do. Because patriotism is saying my country right or wrong. Patriotism is saying, you know, patriotism is saying, is Bill O'Reilly, a far right wing Republican, saying, I don't agree with Mr. Obama, but you have to respect the office. You can't call him a Nazi. You have to respect the office. Respecting the office is what got us into all this. That's what I say.
Exactly.
So let's say it's hard to define ourselves by a word. You know, I guess libertarian would be the closest thing, or ANCAP or something, but those words are meaningless. And, you know, like Glenn Beck is called a libertarian and he's not. Who else is called libertarian? Who's that?
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. I was going to say, who's that gray-haired, screechy old liberal in a suit? Oh. But I figured you'd say John Stewart. I actually like John Stewart.
If Bill Maher is a libertarian, then I'm a communist.
And we hate communism.
And words have no meaning.
Yeah, okay, so what do we like? I like guns. Do you like guns?
I like guns.
I own guns. You don't have to answer that because you're in California.
Right.
Let's see. What do you like? Do you like taxes?
Nope.
I don't like taxes either. Do you like free trade?
Heck yeah.
Me too. Do you think drugs should be illegal?
No.
Me neither. I don't even take drugs, and I don't think they should be illegal. Let's see. How else do people define themselves? Do you vote?
No.
Why not? I don't either. Why not?
Well, there's a couple reasons. I don't think it's effective, first of all. Yeah. And also, you know, if you want to not give your consent to the state, not voting is a great way to do that.
Yeah. Yep. And there's kind of a third offshoot of that, too, is I think that voting for the lesser of two evils, which more and more is what you have to do if you vote, just leads to evil, man. Voting for lesser of two evils is going to always lead to evil. And, you know, so there's the moral issue and then there's the tactical issue. And that's the that's both combined into one.
And it's interesting. People just think, oh, well, that's the way the system is. It's too bad, but it is the lesser of two evils. And I can't believe most people can't think out of that box. Come on, guys.
There's a cartoon that really puts that into perspective that's been going around on the interwebs. It's, you know, it's the Mayan civilization or the Aztecs. It's the Mayans, you know, 1,000 years ago or something, 2,000, 3,000, whenever the Mayans were. I'm not a history expert, but I know they were the Mayans, and I know that they threw virgins into volcanoes occasionally. And it's, you know, it's a virgin being thrown into a volcano and one Mayan in the foreground saying to another Mayan, well, the system's not perfect, but it's the only one we've got.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's what we're doing in the year in 2014. We're doing the same exact thing.
Yeah, I mean, more and more and more, an example is more and more and more police are doing horrible things. And I'm not anti-cop. I'm not going to bash cops. And I've met some cops that I describe as good cops. But I think systematically, you know, I don't even think this is a conspiracy. I think it's just kind of the way things go. More and more, the good cops, when they retire or they're paying them to retire early, you know, the guys that like will let you go on a traffic ticket. And, you know, maybe if they catch you with your girlfriend out at makeout point, smoking a joint, they won't run you in. They'll just say, oh, put that out and stomp it out on the ground and get out of here, you crazy kids. You know, that's a good cop. More and more, those guys, the peace officer types, are retiring and they're getting replaced by like 25-year-old guys fresh from Fallujah who are like have a militarized attitude. And they're like, I want to kill. And they just came from places that are like where they're patrolling in a country where they're not wanted with rifles and body armor and an American flag on them. And they're not wanted there. Picture if like North Korea sent their soldiers to march down your street, you'd start shooting them because it'd be like, it's Red Dawn, man. And that's what every gun owner has been practicing for. But those gun owners still totally support, oh, we got to support the troops. We got to support the system. They support sending their children over there to die and get shot at by people who are basically defending their territory. You know, we're not wanted there. And, you know, those guys come back from these combat urban situations where they're walking out with rifles, where every person is potentially trying to kill them. And that's their mindset. And those are the favored people to hire as cops now at most cops shops around the country. Like they were like, they see that they get tax breaks and they get advantages for doing that. Like, oh, you were in the military. You just came back from Fallujah. Oh, check. You're hired, you know, and they'll hire that guy over the guy that did better in the cop school, did better on the test, but did better on the tactical, is smarter. They actually, in some places they will not hire cops that have higher IQs, like above average IQs. They could do that now.
There's so many problems with modern law enforcement, and two of them you kind of already pointed out. And one of them is the militarization of law enforcement. You know, it truly is no country for old men. You were talking about the retiring cops now. I mean, they didn't grow up wearing body armor and helmets and have tanks going down Main Street. You know, that wasn't the law enforcement of just even 30 years ago. And nowadays, that's becoming commonplace. And the second problem with law enforcement is it's got this perverse incentive. It has to pay out pensions to people. And in order to do so, they have to come up with some clever ways to fund that. And a lot of that is just pinching citizens for all sorts of stuff. And
yeah.
I mean, they can't pay for it if they don't do that. And people need to realize that.
You know, our friend Ian Freeman from Free Talk Live made national news a little while back with his Robin Hooding. He and his buddies go around and they find where the parking enforcement agents are, you know, the meter maids, so-called male and female meter maids. They I don't know if they stalk them, but they find where they are in the town that day, and then they get about a block or two ahead of them and start putting nickels in parking meters that are about to expire, and they film it and put it on YouTube, and they put a little card on the windshield like, "You were saved from a ticket by the Free Keen Robin Hooders." And the city got really upset about it and sued them for they were trying to find something to sue them for. They're having trouble. They got really creative. They sued them for a civil conspiracy, which I've never heard of. I've only heard of a criminal conspiracy. And Ian got a lawyer, and he didn't fight it like sovereign citizen style. Like he, you know, like the, "I won't take off my hat in court." Like he's kind of learned, well, that put him 3 months in jail. He, you know, he still doesn't respect the authority of the judge, but he kind of figures, let me try playing the game for a minute. And he got a lawyer and built a case, and he won. And the city of Keene, New Hampshire, actually hired an attorney. They didn't even use the city attorney that's on their payroll. They hired an outside attorney and spent God knows how much money to try to fight this thing. And it turns out, like, Ian did some digging on this, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's something like, it's something around, like, let's say it costs that city $200,000 a year to run the parking enforcement department, and the amount of money they make on it was like $201,000 a year. So they've got this whole system and buildings and offices and phones and secretaries and pensions and jobs to like harass their citizens year round to raise $1,000. And but they do it anyway because they're like, "Oh, without us, parking would be chaos." And it's like, no, right, it wouldn't, man. Because business owners would provide parking for people. They do. They want their customers.
You know, I have a proposal for all statists out there, for any government department, not just law enforcement. And they'll probably reject this notion, but I'm just going to say it anyways. I think every government function should be crowdsourced on Indiegogo. And they won't like that because that means that only the people that want those services will bear the costs. And that's not the world we live in. You're forcing your, by supporting the state, you're forcing your neighbor to pay for some of these services.
I've raised $1,300 on Indiegogo in 3 days between money, Bitcoin, and Litecoin. So go to freespeechme.org to see what I'm up to. That's freespeechme.org for Free Speech Me software plugin for Netscape.
Worms.
Not, I mean, Firefox.
Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. So much truth, it hurts.
I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and I love the Plume Room nicotine liquid for all my e-vaping pleasure.
And I'm DJ Dean, the fiend behind the scene. We exclusively use the Plume Room Artisan e-liquid. The Plume Room vape juice is made lovingly in America by the talented mad mixtress Andrea. It's not mass-produced or stored in stockpile. The Plume Room has 25 flavors, and almost a third of them are Spin Fuel Award winners.
Tell them the fiend sent you, and use the discount code VAPE2014 to get 10% off at theplumeroom.com. That's theplumeroom.com.
Yeah. This is the Freedom Fiends, and it'll be a great day when schools have to hold a bake sale to make people go to school, and the Air Force doesn't exist. And if you want a bomber, you'll have to hold a bake sale to buy your own bomber.
That's pretty close.
So there's that bumper sticker. What's the exact wording on the bumper sticker that kind of gets it half right?
It says, "It will be a great day when our schools have all the money they need and our Air Force has to have a bake sale to buy a bomber."
And me saying that's half right, I think most people who live on a left-right paradigm would say that they think that I either mean only the schools should get the money, or there shouldn't be an Air Force, or there shouldn't be school. But I'm kind of saying both, but in my own way, because you can't really use the left-right paradigm with libertarian, non-aggressive thought. You were going to say something, Mike? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just pointing out that there's other ways to fund things, but also the people that want services should bear the costs. And I think that's the one thing that this misses, is that, yes, we have to have taxes is kind of what it's implying, but it should go to this other thing that I like. And it's unfortunate because that's the way it works in this political process. It's where are we going to take the stolen money and where's it going? And yeah. We don't want stolen money. We want you to keep your own money. And then when you want to get services for your family, for your loved ones, you pay for it, or you get other people to pay for it voluntarily. Don't use force.
I'm a big advocate of homeschooling, and homeschooling is one of those interesting topics that you have hardcore fans for it, both on the far left, what I would call, I guess, and what people would call the far right, because there are, like, my sister became a teacher so she could run a little school in West Virginia and homeschool her kids. And, you know, she's a licensed teacher, and she's worked in a little private school for special not special for, like, you know, gifted children. Well, they're special. All children are special, really. But she voted for Obama. She hates guns. She thinks weed should be available in vending machines. Well, not really. She probably thinks it should be heavily taxed and regulated and sold through the government. But then there's people who love guns, love the Bible, hate liberals who also homeschool, a lot of them. And Ron Paul writes a really good course for those people, and we're an affiliate for it. You can go to the Freedom Fiends site and click on the Ron Paul homeschool curriculum. But there's also something called Khan Academy, K-A-H-N, or is it K-H-A-N, Academy, yep, on YouTube. And it's basically like a really well-structured, free kindergarten through grad school. Like, you can learn anything. You can learn math. You can learn science. And there's no politics in it. It's very neutral. And they're actually starting to adopt it in schools. And Bill Gates is a big advocate of it because he'll sell computers to schools, I guess. Mm-hmm. But really, it's kind of like, why do you need a school with that? I mean, you basically, you may, if you don't have time to homeschool or don't know the topics well enough, well, really, you wouldn't need to know the topics. You just have to stay one lesson ahead of your kid because it goes in order. Literally, you'd only have to stay one lesson ahead of your child.
And it's the difference between education and schooling. I think people need to make that distinction. You can be educated without having to go to a school.
I was incredibly bored in school because I was a lot smarter than most of the kids. And I really don't like authority. And that showed at a very young age. I was vocally defiant to teachers from kindergarten on. Because what I really liked the best about school was the library. Like, whenever I got to go in the library, pick a book I could read and read it. My mother taught me to read. I showed up in kindergarten able to read. And the first day of kindergarten, I picked up a book. Like, it was like Dick and Jane, you know, like one of those like really simple books for kids. And I picked it up and I started reading it. And the teacher came over and said, "Can you read that?" And I started reading it out loud, you know, not even like stumbling, like clearly out loud. And she's like, "Will you read that to the whole class?" Which was probably one of my first experiences being public. And I got a kick out of it. And I was like, man, this is cool. Cause some of the kids were like, wow, yeah, everyone's listening to me. Everyone's looking at me. Maybe I'll be on radio someday. But, some of the kids really didn't like it. They didn't beat me up for it, but they teased me about it afterwards. Like, oh, you're special. You're the teacher's pet. Oh, you can read. Like, think about that. Like, wow. Oh, you can read. I mean, that's like Idiocracy or something, you know?
Yeah, for adults. That's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, so I basically when I finally got to college, I skipped class almost every day and went to the library and learned so I could get an education, really.
And that's just it. It's you don't need a piece of paper to say that you're smart or that you're well read or to get a job.
Yeah, I mean, man. Yeah. And the amount of money that everyone pays on property taxes to pay for the schools, people could educate their own kids in their own little schools where they take the brightest person in the neighborhood and have them teach the kids with Khan Academy. A lot worms. Cheaper, man. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. They'll be right back just as soon as this drone is out of range.
This is Nima Vedati from the Freedom Fiends. Using government-printed funny money fuels and encourages wars abroad and the wars at home against you and all you hold dear. Why should you remain beholden to self-appointed federal kings who don't care if you starve in a cage? Become your own king today by owning gold and silver from Midas Resources. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Midas Resources banner over on the right, or go to gold.freedomfiends.com. That's gold.freedomfiends.com.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons! Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on sheep, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists. It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
Hey, this is Squisscar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Yeah. Freedom Fiends. I'm going to stand up and look out the window at the snow. And the birds all fly away. Yeah. So we were talking during the break about something called Pantyhose Junction that we looked up, and it's not around anymore. It was a truck stop in Yolo County, California, which Mike says is indistinguishable from the flat parts of Texas. And it kind of is, a lot of Central California. But it was a truck stop back in the day. It was kind of cool. It was probably got shut down by the National Organization of Women or something for being sexist. But it was a truck stop with a bunch of, like, all the waitresses there were kind of older and kind of looked like, not just older, but kind of looked like they'd had a hard life, like kind of like rode hard and put away wet kind of look. But they all had fabulous legs for older ladies, and or even not for old, they just had stunning legs. And the dress code there was a t-shirt with the name of the place on it, Pantyhose Junction, and short pants and pantyhose and high heels. And it was called Pantyhose Junction, man. And they all just had fabulous legs. And it was a truck stop. And it's, we looked it up. It's not there anymore. What's happening? What's happening to my America?
It's all moved to the web.
It's all moved to the web. I know. It's like I don't. It probably hurts their feet wearing those high heels and waiting all day. They could just do it once and film it and put it on the web, right?
Exactly. Get a lot of mileage out of that.
And the thing with the web is that with .com domains, .net, .whatever, they can be shut down by the government at any time. You know, it's a form of censorship that people should be concerned about as much as they should be concerned about their guns. I'm a gun guy, but I'm also an internet guy. I don't want to say one's more important than the other, but I carry a gun every day, but I don't shoot a gun every day. I use the web every minute of every day, to the point where, you know, I've been doing that since 96. I remember when that little apartment on Bush Street in San Francisco that used to come over and hang out at, Mike. I was so into the internet so early on that I remember, like, one day in 1997, I woke up and I was still, but I wasn't awake. I was dreaming, but it was one of those, like, dream within a dream thing. I woke up and I thought that at the foot of my bed, there was a giant Netscape logo floating, and it was like, "Good morning, Michael. What would you like to do today?" Like, that was my vision of the future. And we're kind of getting there, to the point where there's smart houses and smartphones and everything's connected, and there's an internet of things, as they're saying. But the problem is that all involves sharing stuff with the government. Like, I wouldn't mind a smart house, but the only way to have a smart house is to, like, let Google have access to it, which means the government has access to it. So what I've been working on with a friend of mine, and there's some other people that came up with this before I did, but I'm kind of the cheerleader for it right now. There's a thing called Free Speech Me, which you can get if you go to freespeechme.org. That's freespeechme.org. Freespeechme.org. It's a plugin for Firefox, not Netscape. I've been saying Netscape. When I was your age, we had to surf the interwebs on Netscape on dial-up. 56K modems. But it sounded like mating geese when they'd connect. Remember that?
On my Windows 3.1 machine. I just upgraded. I went from DOS to Windows 3.1. It took 17 3-inch floppy disks.
Yeah, my first computer was a laptop that weighed 19 pounds. It was made by Zenith. It was a hand-me-down from my sister, and it ran. It didn't even have a hard drive. It had two 5-inch floppy disks, one for the operating system and one for the programs and the data. It was awesome.
Wow.
I wrote some of my first novel on that.
Wow.
So freespeechme.org. Basically, if you have, you know, we all have these websites. We have these streaming internet radios. We have the real radios. It's all controlled by the government. Like, if the government wants to take your guns and you've registered your guns or any, in, you know, even if you've bought ammo or even if you've bought, you know, a holster off Amazon through the internet, like, they know where you are. They know you have guns. So, and, you know, these days everyone posts pictures on Facebook, which I think is like in states where you don't have to register your guns, like Wyoming. That's how you register your guns. You brag about it on Facebook. So, the thing is, we've got all these sites complaining about the government tyranny, but they're all hosted, which is good, and they're all hosted on .com and .net and .org and .whatever websites, which is bad. Because to take your guns, they have to send men with guns to your house, and people have to risk their lives. To take your .com website, feisty gun freedom, you know, we will not disarm.com or, you know, from my cold dead hands.net. Whatever your website is, to take that website and make it so it won't work anymore, they just need to send a fax or an email, man. They don't even have to come to your house. They
don't stone tablet on a donkey.
They don't even have to know where you live, man. And it's getting to the point where there's an app for that. It's just like every three-letter alphabet soup government agency, Department of Commerce, Department of Justice, Department of Immigration, ICE, Customs Immigration, all those people, probably IRS, probably your local school board, they can get your website taken down without due process, without a lawyer, without anything. They're all lawyers. They just press a button. They just probably, you know, dictate to their secretary the websites they want taken down today, and she just faxes it off to ICANN, ICANN, who control all that, which I say means I can take your website because I'm the government. And you know, I'll bet if they mistype something, the wrong website could get taken down too, and then you'd have to fight it in court. Kind of like how if they do this sometimes, they mistype an address, they transpose two numbers, and someone gets a no knock raid and gets killed, and like it wasn't even the house they were trying to raid. Happens all the time, right, man. So there's this thing called .bit. Which is a domain, you know, top-level domain, like .com, .net. That's called the top-level domain, the thing at the end after the web, like free, feisty, I want to keep my guns .com or .net. The .com, .net is the top-level domain. So there's a new one. It's been out for a couple of years. It's called .bit, but it hasn't really caught on. But it works through the public blockchain of Namecoin, which is a spin-off of Bitcoin, which was created for this purpose by some really smart dudes. And one of those dudes that's on that team that worked with those people and has actually done some of the programming in the Namecoin wallet and system is Jeremy Rand. And he's come up with this plugin to be able to view .bit sites that works through the blockchain. And it keeps the government from being able to just take down your website. And if they take it down, by going to where the files are hosted and tell them to quit hosting them, you can put them somewhere else and have them back up on the same domain within a half hour. And everybody with freespeechme.org will be able to view this. So go to freespeechme.org before it gets shut down by the government. It's also, you can also go to https://freespeechme.bit. And you know, you don't need to have all that in there. They don't all have to be that long. It could just be freespeechme.bit. But we made it a secure site, so you need the .https. But go to freespeechme.org. Download our free plugin. It's a free plugin as in no money. It's also free as in free software. Like, you can open it up. You can look at the source. People can examine it to make sure there's no viruses in it. There are no viruses in it. It's free software, man. Spread the word. You can go to our Indiegogo page and donate if you want. Money, Bitcoin, Namecoin. But what do you think about Free Speech Me? You tried it. You've been playing with .bit addresses here, Mike. You actually have a blog on a .bit address now, don't you?
I do. I just set it up. There really isn't much there, but it's pretty exciting.
What's the URL?
It's mikemakeswrite.bit.
Yeah, and if you don't have the Free Speech Me plugin installed and you type that in, it's going to say file not found or whatever, website not found. But if you put in the .bit website, you can view the .bit web. And there isn't a lot there yet. There are like 10, 15 sites, and I own or have set up about six of them. I do have a kitty cat picture only web blog, which is .bitkittypics.bit, because I want to drive people there, because, you know, cats drive the .com internet. I think they should also drive the .bit internet. But we've set up tutorials on how to use FreeSpeechMe to look at the .bit web. And also we have tutorials on how to register .bit domains, which cost 10 cents worth of Namecoin, how to get Namecoin, how to configure your .com site to also show up as .bit, to do a mirror. You don't even have to mirror the files. Like, literally, you can have the .com and the .bit address for both. And you can encourage your users, your viewers, your fans to get involved for free and spread the word. And it will, if they ever take away your .com, people will instantly be able to see it all on your .bit. I think it's a brave move for Liberty, because a lot of people complain all day long and they don't have any solutions, or there are limited solutions. You know, we all sit around polishing our bayonets. We do. I do. But that's not the solution, man. They'll just drone you. And really, if they want to take your guns, they're not going to send men to your house. You're not going to even get to have your Ruby Ridge or your Waco. Because you know what they'll do? They'll just find out, because they know everything about you, because of the Obamacares and because of the internet and because you're using .com and it's not secure, and because you share everything on Facebook and on the Twitters, and because you're carrying a cell phone with geolocators in it so they can basically track you wherever you go. You could build a .bit system that wouldn't do that on smartphones too if you wanted. So what they'll do, they're not going to come to your house and bang in the door and give you a chance to shoot them. They're going to pull you over for a traffic ticket while you're on the way back from the dentist and pull up with about 8 cop cars and sheriff cars and whatever agency they want. They're going to point guns at you, or they're going to come into the chair. They're going to come in when you're in the chair anesthetized in the dentist's office. They're going to get you some way that you can't fight back, man. So
Al Capone got taken down for tax evasion.
Didn't he get taken down like in the barber chair? Was it? No.
Oh, I'm not sure exactly where it was.
Okay. Yeah. They don't even need anything to take you down for anymore, man. The Patriot Act really should be called the Arrest All the Patriots Act, I think.
Well, they can just make stuff up as they go along. So you're right. They don't have to follow the law.
And then there's always the thing they can fall back on, just plant a kilo of coke and some kiddie porn on you.
Yeah. It's been working for years. Why stop?
Yeah, man. It's been working forever.
The .bit space is pretty exciting. I mean, it's like going to a whole new territory and being able to homestead a piece of property. And maybe some of the listeners are just, they might not be all that excited about it because they don't see tyranny in the United States. And maybe this is more for some of those developing nations where there's some serious tyranny going on, Egypt and some of the other places. But who knows what it's going to happen in the United States. So keep this in mind, folks.
Yeah. Freedom fiends. Worms. Give me a worms.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. Inoculation from indoctrination. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Yeah. Freedom Fiends. Freedom Fiends. What's a fiend, Mike?
It's someone who is a fiend for liberty.
Yeah, it's a street speak for fiend, or how a little kid would say fiend. So we want to say congratulations, and we're happy that Ben Stone, the Bad Quaker, is out of the hospital. He was rushed in a couple weeks ago in an emergency heart problem. And he was having health problems about a month before that. And his wife and I were both insisting that he go to the hospital, and he didn't. You know, my son's in the Army, and he was in a similar situation where he was sick and he didn't want to go. They took him. I don't approve. I wouldn't like being in a situation where people can make me do things for my own good, but I'm kind of glad he was in that situation. They were like, you're going to the doctor, you know, like they will drag you to the doctor. There's no, in the Army, there's no saying I'm not going to get medical attention, because your body is government property. When you're in the Army, they're not going to let you not take care of it. So
that's right.
Yeah, man. So Ben's out. Ben, yeah, that's Ben in the Liberty Army refused medical attention for a while, and it got worse. And
you can't kill that guy.
You can't. He's Rasputin of Liberty.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
We said that last week. Yeah, Rasputin was stabbed, burned, poisoned, shot, thrown in an icy river, and like swam down the river 2 miles and climbed out, got away. That's Ben. Ben has been shot. And he's been shot at. The thing I didn't finish saying was he said he's had a gun pointed at him five times. Once he was shot in the shoulder with a .22 pistol. Once somebody shot at him all six shots with a revolver from, 20 paces and missed everyone. It was like God reached down in Pulp Fiction, is it? Yeah. And like diverted all the bullets. And then three times he's had a gun pulled on him. Like one time, words settled it. Another time words settled it. And one time a guy came to collect money that he thought Ben owed him, that Ben didn't think he owed him. And I didn't finish this story last week. The guy pointed a shotgun at Ben, and Ben knew this guy, and he said this guy was willing to shoot him. And Ben grabbed the shotgun, beat the guy with it until he was unconscious, and then kept the shotgun, and he still has it, I think.
Wow.
Or still had it years later. I think he got rid of it. But that's quite a trophy, man.
I think a lot of people that get mixed up in gang stuff and violence they end up being the best candidates for libertarianism.
Yeah.
Because they start to see how nasty aggression is and what it can really do to people.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that Ben is on our side now.
Well, yeah, and the story with Ben getting shot, he got shot in the shoulder with a .22, and the, let's say, gentleman's association that he was rolling with on motorcycles at the time, his local group of that had a rule, which was you don't go to the hospital unless you're shot in the head.
Wow.
So they took care of it. They got someone who was, I think, a nurse or a veterinarian or something to come over and disinfect it and clean it out and remove the bullet and sew it up and give him some painkillers and antibiotics. And they put him in a hotel for a couple weeks. And, when Ben finally came to, he said, what about that guy that shot me? And they're like, don't worry about it. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, don't worry about it, man. It's taken care of. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, don't worry about it, man. Just forget about it.
That was quite a different time than today.
Yeah.
You would not be able to do that today.
Yeah. And do what? Which part of it?
Well, just the somebody getting shot and sweeping it under the rug and it's all taken care of. It was a simpler time, put it that way.
I don't
way.
Know, man. I think that could happen all the time now. I mean, the mafia has all the sorts of different mafias have their own private doctors.
Yeah. Well, now the biggest mafia is the government. So, yes, they can sure do that for sure.
Well, think about the fact that you can't. It's kind of shocking that you can't get hurt and get a doctor to take care of it. Why not? Why does the government have to know what the doctor's doing to you, man? Why can't you get the country doctor to come over and take care of you and just pay him some silver dollars on the Freedom Fiends? We'll be back with hour two. This is Michael Dean talking to Mike Makes Right. Go to freespeechme.org. That's freespeechme.org to learn to get out of the government boot on your inner webbing. And then share it on Facebook, because they're going to take that down anyway, too. They kind of already have. Freedom Fiends. FreeSpeechMe.org. That's FreeSpeechMe.org. Say worms, Mike.
Worms.
You need some effects. Neem has effects. You should get effects. Use your guitar effects. Worms.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Federal Reserve notes only have value because of a collective hallucination, whereas gold and silver are real, and so is their value. Gold and silver predate government-printed funny money, and they will undoubtedly outlive government-printed funny money. Get some gold and silver into your hands from Midas Resources by going to freedomfiends.com right now and clicking on the Midas Resources banner over on the right. Or go to gold.freedomfiends.com. That's gold.freedomfiends.com.
Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Yes. Sigh. Freedom Fiends. I'm trying to build the internet roads here. Wait, I got a radio show to do? Which isn't to say I don't care. I do care. I care about communicating strongly all the time. However, radio's going to get shut down by President Hillary or President Chris Christie or President Jeb Bush. They're not going to put up with this stuff much longer of people yelling at the government. They're not going to outlaw this kind of stuff. They're going to push this stuff to the middle of the night when AM radio stations have to power down to low power and most people are asleep anyway. That's my theory. And then they're going to use this tiny little bit of FCC, not even law, just it's a thing in their rule book. You know, they write laws without due process now. All the agencies, every single one of them. There's this little thing. And, you know, if the FCC hears this and thinks I'm criticizing them, tell me I'm wrong. Before you just delete me in government-controlled radio, because I'm right, and I think this is you guys' plan. I think this is in the playbook, and I predicted this, and there's actually been some news items from the commission that kind of point this way. I think what they're going to do is they're going to invoke this tiny, weird little bit of FCC policy, which is that radio stations have to serve the community where they live. And, you know, this is one of the reasons that they had the, what was it called? The thing that, the law that they used to have, that if you talk for an hour, if you have a Republican candidate on, you have to have the Democrat candidate on, the equal time.
Fairness Act or something.
Fairness
like
doctrine.
That.
So yeah. That's pretty much been rescinded. Actually, ironically, Bill Clinton rescinded it and it created Rush Limbaugh. It allowed him to do what he does. And then he kind of paved the way for us. We're pretty different from him. There's a lot of stuff he does that I can't disagree with. When he bashes Obama, I can't disagree with him. when he says the solution is Romney, I disagree with him. I don't think there's a great man that's going to come save everything. Oh. When he talks for an hour or a half hour about his journey, pulling himself up from poverty, from his bootstraps, I love it. I love it. I can't disagree with any of it. But, you know, the reason we disagree with the right wingers, first of all, is because we agree with a lot of the left wingers on a lot of things, like that weed should be legal and, I don't know, that there shouldn't be as much war, I guess. Well, liberals used to believe that. Now that they got Obama pressing the drone button, they love war. But let's see. So, you know, but anyway, so I think they're going to get rid of Rush and put him on in the middle of the night if they let him be on. You know, they'll say, oh, you still have free speech. You can be on radio in the middle of the night with the Freedom Fiends and Michael Dean After Dark. You know, when there's not as many people listening and radio stations don't have as much power, a lot of AM stations have to power down from, like, you know, 10,000 watts down to like 100 watts because AM at night skips like across the country and it'll interfere with other stations on the same frequency. Like I grew up near Buffalo, New York, and I used to get like Chicago, Illinois radio stations in the night on my little AM, which made me think, this is magic, man. I'm listening to people somewhere I've never even been. That's so cool. I want to do that. And I'm doing it. And there's this little 2-3 year window here where I'm getting to cross this off my bucket list of actually being on radio, doing what I want. Yesterday, Neem and I mostly just played music and then yakked about it on talk radio, which we're probably never going to do again. But that's kind of one of my bucket list things too, is not just being on the radio. But when I was a kid, there wasn't really talk radio like there is now. And I pictured someday I want to be on the radio and spin records I like with my friends and comment on it. And that's what we did yesterday. So that's off my bucket list. So yeah, I guess I'm getting ready for the government to kill me because I'm the person that's the cheerleader for Free Speech Me and for .bit. One of the guys that came up with the ideas is dead, Aaron Schwartz. He was facing about 50 years in prison for doing something on a computer network that shouldn't be a crime, looking into some government, you know, basically looking for
accessing a database.
Yeah. He didn't even destroy anything or take anything. He was just looking. And he was facing 50 years in a federal prison and was found hanged in his apartment. Who knows if he did it with his own hand or if they did it and made it look like suicide. But either way, the government killed him. I'll say this. If I'm ever found dead of a suicide, a car crash, or an apparent drug overdose, there was a government agency behind it. Because I'd never, ever, ever take my own life, man. Never, never. Live to fight another day, literally. So, yeah, man. So, what do you got to say, Mike?
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact of the matter is that the government is heavy-handed. It just tries to conceal that hand. It tries to make it seem like it's doing it for the people and that it actually cares. And I don't buy that. I don't think that's true. Maybe it initially tried to care and it tried to do the right thing for people, but we're so beyond that point that it's kind of silly when you know, you hear people say, oh, do it for the children. They make a little joke out of it. Well, the reason why that joke is so popular is because everybody can see through the lies. Everybody knows that anytime you want to just demonize something, just say, well, we're doing this for the children. And you can just squash all argument and any other counterpoints just to appeal to people's emotions. That's the way it works.
There's actually another way they do it, which is patriotism. And there's a cartoon going around that shows it's like a politician and he's visiting Uncle Sam and it's like a store, like a retail situation. And what the politician is purchasing is it's either the Patriot Act or like a militarized police state or something like that, you know, tyranny of some sort. And the clerk, which is Uncle Sam, is saying to the politician, how would you like me to wrap this? And he points to two different kinds of wrapping paper. And one just has American flags and says USA number one. And the other one says, think of the children.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, the whole patriotism thing, if you consider yourself a patriot, ask yourself what that even means, because I think a lot of people confuse society for the state. And America is not necessarily the government. America is the territory, the people that inhabit it. And we are not the government. People who actually work in government are the government. The ones that write the laws are the government. Most people aren't the government. And so please stop confusing those two concepts. It's great that you love America, but realize what you're actually loving. You're loving that people respect your property rights and they don't want to initiate force against you.
Yeah. And a really common thing is people saying, I love my country, but I don't trust my government, which is kind of a half measure that I got behind. I said that for a while.
It's closer, in my journey. Sure.
It's closer. But it's as if they feel they have to say, I love my country. Like they have to be a little patriotic, even if they're condemning all the tyranny of the government, which is nonstop these days. You can't love your government anymore. It's impossible. If you love your government, you are fundamentally broken and you're a different species. You are homo parasitis, whereas we are homo libertitis over here.
I think there's some truth to that. Somebody should do some scientific research and break that down. Maybe we just our brains are different. And
It couldn't be government-funded research. You'd have to go on Indiegogo and do a campaign.
Exactly. Yeah. As everything should be. But
the thing about patriotism, okay, like, you know, it's closer when you say, I love my country, but I don't trust my government. But why do you even have to say, I love my country? And I know that there's people out there going, what? What is he saying? I like this show until he said that. Is he anti-American? No, I'm not anti-American, man. I live in America, and I've lived here my whole life, and I like it. I've lived all over it. I've traveled all over it. I've also traveled all over Europe. And a lot in Canada, a little bit in Mexico. All those places are really cool too, man. This is a beautiful blue ball we're living on. This planet is amazing. It's amazing. And I mean, I live in the Rocky Mountains, and you know, people they say, I love my country, but you know, I love my country, but they've never even seen their country. You know,
right?
Get in a car, drive around your country, and get pulled over at police stops and searched without a warrant a few times too these days, and you'll get to see your country a little more. But I live in the Rocky Mountains. I can see them out my window. I look out my front window. I can see the Rocky Mountains. I can see the beginning of Casper Mountain is the Rockies. And you drive down around Wyoming, Colorado, you see I've heard someone say that people in the Mountain West don't understand rivers, and people back east don't understand mountains. And it's really true. Like the Appalachians are older and they're kind of worn down, and they're beautiful, but they're kind of tired looking. You know, they're kind of, you're going to live there soon. You're going to North Carolina. That's got Appalachians or one of those mountain ranges, but it's all one range, really, whatever you call it locally. And the Rockies, like, you know, the mountains here are just stunning. And like the river in my town that, what's it called, DJ? The Platte River in my town, which is like why there's a town here, was because there was a river. You could wade across it, man. You could throw a stone across it most places. It's barely back east we call that a creek.
A creek.
You know?
Yeah.
But you want to see a mountain? Go stand at the foot of the Alps. It makes the Rockies look like a pebble, man. You want to see this big blue ball? You go, you know, people in America are like, oh, the French, they are so bad. They did not fight in World War II. Some of them did, man. They were called the Resistance. They were more bad A than a lot of Americans. They were sneaking up behind Nazis and slitting their throat in town, like in civilian clothing. You try that, man. You try that. You say, I got my bayonet. When they cross a line, I'm going to start shooting. No, you're not. They've crossed that line for hundreds of years. They cross that line every time they tax you. They cross that line every time they kick in a door for someone smoking weed down the street. They cross that line every time they arrest a little girl for selling lemonade without a permit. They cross that line every time they go after Baker's Green Acres, that pig farm in Michigan, that they're like, they're killing the guy's pigs because they violate a law that was written in conjunction with bought politicians who were owned by the meat industrial complex and they don't want competition, you know? they cross the line all the time and nobody ever does anything. The only way to get rid of that tyranny is to reduce the market for it, which basically involves getting in people's grill when they say tyrannical crap. And it involves not voting. It involves putting your energy into other things. Voting is just going to continue this whole thing. There's a lot of other things it involves, but one thing really is unbrainwashing, unschooling yourself. And I love America. I really do. But I also love France. I also love Austria. I also love Prague. I also love all sorts of little towns and nations around the world. They're great places, man. If you have not traveled to Europe other than to shoot people in the big war, but next time you say, I love America, yeah, you think about how limited that sounds, man. That's like
and
saying,
to be clear, you're not advocating for a world government. Neither one of us
hell
here
no!
on this program
hell
one,
no.
one world government.
I say
we're all about ruling ourselves.
I say hell once a year, and I just said it twice. I don't swear on radio. That's like I don't even say hell. I three times. I just said three years worth of that curse. For me,
I think the problem is that some people think that if you're against America and you like the rest of the world, that somehow you're advocating
no,
for
man, the
world
UN.
Government.
The UN is just another layer of tyranny, man.
No,
I
we
hate
no likey.
No likey. We'll be back with more on the Freedom Fiends, telling you why you should love the world, not just your little backyard.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. So much truth, it hurts.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support only a phone call away 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today.
Everyone in San Francisco, that reminds me of the couple in Idiocracy at the beginning that's trying to have children and they're really smart and can't, and the husband finally dies trying to make a donation. This is the Freedom Fiends. We know we're live. We don't care. I do what I want. It's the Freedom Fiends.
That's how we
Fiends.
Roll.
It's the Freedom Fiends. I do what I want. So, Mike, what are we even getting to? We were talking about something. You know, the stuff during the breaks, I wish you all could hear it sometimes because sometimes it's better than what goes out live because we don't have to worry about government agencies taking us off the air for saying what we really think and using the wording we'd like to use. So Mike, what were we talking
yes, sir.
About? What do you got? What do you got, man?
Well, we were talking about patriotism before the
yes.
break, and you said that it's not just a problem that happens in the United States. It happens in pretty much every country. You're born in a country, and you pledge allegiance to that flag, and you wave that flag proudly. And, you know, this is all stuff that you've been taught to do at the earliest age possible. So it's not surprising that we see this all around the globe. Everyone's proud of their country, whatever that means. It's a weird concept. It's kind of flimsy, and yet people like to propagate this belief.
Yeah, my state rep, who's he's not mine, but he's kind of a friend of mine actually. He's come over to my house. I've gone shooting with him, but he put. I told him I thought he should put a bill forth. This is back when I actually cared. I said you should put a bill in that they have to teach the Bill of Rights in public schools. You know, it was kind of a half measure. It's like, well, if there's going to be these systems, we're all being have guns pointed at our head to pay for. They'll take our property if we don't pay our taxes. Think about how hidden the gun is and how unrefusable that is. Property taxes. They know where you live and they will take it and throw you out in the cold. And it's pretty cold here. I don't want to be thrown out in the cold here. So
it also twists the meaning of property. I mean, what does it mean if you
it's
own
rent.
Something?
It's rent,
yeah,
man.
I mean, you're just renting it.
You're paying
it.
Rent on something you own. Yeah. So
I buy a computer. I don't have to pay a tribute to the state once a year. I can use it any way I want. I don't know why property is different.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true, man. Although they're moving towards software models where you do have to pay every year. They want the software to be in the cloud and not on your computer, and the data to be in the cloud and not on your computer. So you don't own it. And again, if there wasn't a government, I'd like that. I would like to have backups of everything I do on another server somewhere as soon as I do them. But I don't want to do that over the .com internet. I want to do that over .bit, and people need to build that part of the .bit web. So they should go to freespeechme.org And it's free. And I'm not trying to hustle you. I'm not trying to say, oh, get there and I say it's free and then you have to pay. No, it's free, man. It's absolutely free.
And it's easy to set up, too.
Yeah, I'm on a mission from this. I'm willing to be killed by the government for this. I really am. My wife doesn't like it when I say that. But
don't give them any ideas.
Oh, they will kill me for this. And you know what? Then I'll just upload my soul to the blockchain and of Namecoin, man, and my brain. I'll be in the singularity. So the problem with patriotism is you're really, really – I don't want to say you're really stupid if you're patriotic. They'll kick me off stations if I say that. Let me just say this. If you think you're different because you're from America and you say, I love America – every kid in every country in the world is brainwashed from birth to believe the same thing about his nation. You think there isn't Polish pride? You think there isn't English pride? You think there isn't English pride? Go to a soccer game, man. You think there isn't pride, extreme pride of every nation in Europe? Go to a soccer game. Watch the World Cup, man. Better yet, and I've done this, ride on the subways in that country after the game's over.
Oh, gosh.
And wear the flag, wave a pennant flag of the team that just lost. You'll get killed, man. They will kill you for that, literally. There's pride everywhere. And really what national pride is, there's two reasons it exists. One is to make compliant soldiers willing to die for that nation. And the other is to give a national identity that makes people willing to pay taxes and willing to swallow anything that the elite, the politicians, the bankers, the corporatists, the people that have deals with the government, to get away with whatever they want to do. That's what patriotism is. And we were talking about schools earlier. You know, I mean, we're still paying all this money on our property taxes for the children to educate the kids. Even, I don't have kids. Why should I pay to educate the kids? And people say, well, because you have to have smart kids or you'll live in a society where people are dumb. It's like schools make kids dumb. They make them compliant. They drug them. They run them like prisons now. They have metal detectors. They can search you without a warrant. That your property isn't yours. They teach kids from a young age to be compliant in government schools. And just the structure of them, the fact that they are neat little rows where you show up at the same place at the same time and everyone recites the same thing. You don't learn any logic. You don't learn to recognize fallacies. They don't even have debate clubs. They used to. That's an old model, man. That's a 1700, 1800s model designed to teach people to work at a factory or be a soldier. And we're not living in a factory world anymore. That's all other countries.
It's outdated technology. Yeah, man.
Schools are outdated technology. Learning's not, though. We'll tell you more when we come back.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. They'll be right back just as soon as this drone is out of range.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a torrent club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Hi, I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and like you, I'm concerned with privacy on the internet. The electronic police state is strangling our previous protections, and the central scrutinizer is trying to squint into all areas of our lives. That's why smart people surf the net with a VPN or virtual private network. I use a VPN from Bola VPN. Bola VPN has your utmost security in mind and will allow you to surf, email, and do other computing tasks without leaving a trail of breadcrumbs across the internet. Unlike many other VPN providers, Bola VPN doesn't log traffic. With Bola VPN, you can change your apparent location or disappear completely. Bola VPN has been around since 2007, which is OG in the VPN world. Bola VPN is easy to install and configure. Best of all, it can be had for less than 25 cents a day, which is a small price to pay for this much security. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them through the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
There's a point. You just kept talking about Namecoin and Bitcoin. This is the Freedom Fiends. Bitcoin is trading at $662 US right now. Namecoin, which we're more concerned with, is $4.33. You were like, what are we talking about when we come back? Like, I don't know. I'm day trading Namecoin for Bitcoin. Basically, I don't do that. It's not like I'm trying to make money at that. It's like people send us Bitcoin to buy ads on the Freedom Fiend Bitcoin. And I pay out my share. I pay out Nima's share to him. And I take my share and just buy Namecoin because I'm just I'm not even speculating on it. I think that Free Speech Me from freespeechme.org will drive up the price of Namecoin, but that's not why I'm buying it. I'm buying it because Namecoin has a use other than currency. It is actually used in domain registrations, and it's used – the blockchain of it is where you store the IP address for the domain name that you want to associate with it in a non-government-controlled way. So it is – Namecoin is the cement building the virtual roads of the new internet that is not government controlled. So go to freespeechme.org and learn all about it. Learn how to do it from both the viewer end and the webmaster end. Because we got to spread this thing, man. It's got to get spread.
And I would just like to thank everybody out there who is participating in the cryptocurrency space. You're engaging in market anarchy, whether you know it or not, and yeah. God bless you. You don't have to agree with anything we say here, but your actions are actually more in line with what we're trying to get across here. And God bless you. Keep doing it. And eventually this will stabilize. Something will be the winner here. We don't know if it's going to be Bitcoin, but it's very exciting. Decentralized networks is where it's at, people.
Yeah, and we're having a pretty amazing sale right now because I need to get as much Namecoin as possible because it is the concrete that you build the roads of this new part of the information superhighway with. So normally radio shows don't give out their ad prices because they're like, oh, that's secret. Contact us if you want to know that, and we'll try to rip you off for as much as, you know, for – no, I don't try to rip you off. They don't have a set price usually because they try to see what they can get, which is the market. But – on the Freedom Fiends, we give out our ad price. It's you can get on the Saturday and Sunday show every week. Some stations were on only Saturday, some were on only Sunday. We're on 19 stations total. Some were on both. We're selling 30-second ads on both shows, Saturday and Sunday, for $200 a month. But we're having a really incredible sale right now that will only last. Email me and see if it's still going because I'm not going to give this forever, and I don't know what date I'm going to cancel it, but we'll give you 6 months of ads right now, 30-second ad. We'll record the ad even without music, just to talk an ad. A little extra if you want music, but or if you have an ad, we'll play it. We're doing 6 months of ads, Saturday and Sunday show, for one Bitcoin. Yeah, that's right, one Bitcoin, which right now is, what did we say, $600-something? So
right, almost $700.
If you want to buy ads at a pretty incredible rate for your business, and that, you know, we might have 40 stations 3 months from now. Who knows? We're not going to have less. We're going to have more, so probably. So, you know, at least 19 stations and possibly a lot more by the end of that 6 months. So if you want to lock it in right now, contact us at talkback@freedomfiends.com. That's talkback@freedomfiends.com. And, you know, today, probably tomorrow, probably next week, but probably not that long after that, we're having a sale. For one Bitcoin, you can buy 6 months worth of ad. And I'm going to cash out Nima his third of it, and I take my two-thirds. I get two-thirds because I do all the work. He just talks. He's not even here today. Where is he? But he's still getting a third of any ad money we get. He's not even here, man. He's out being a daddy. So, and Mike gets nothing. Mike gets my friendship and my tech help. And eventually might get something. But he's just filling in from the goodness of his heart and the love of liberty. And I'm not even doing this for money, man. If you buy a 6 months worth of ad for one Bitcoin, I'm just going to take your Bitcoin and turn it to give Nima his third, take my two-thirds, and buy Namecoin with it. And that's what I was doing. Like, you know, you're like, what do you want to talk about when we come back? I'm like, I don't know. You find something. I'm buying. I'm trading with the Chinese. You go talk about how great America is.
And let's not forget, too, that if you do advertise with the Fiends, not only does it go out on the airwaves, but there are podcasts to download, and people can go back into the catalog and download it, and people will hear your ad from even if
forever.
It was just – yeah,
or near, so you are pretty close to it, man. Yeah, and we do have a long tail, as they say. I mean, I every once in a while, or you know, frequently, actually considering, people write and say, "Man, I just discovered you guys, and I just downloaded all 2.5 years, and I'm listening to them all one by one. I put them all on my pod, and I'm going to listen to all of them." So, yeah, man, they stick around. It's not just radio; it's the interwebs, and we are the Freedom Fiends are building the .bit road. Some buddies of mine actually built it, but no one's heard of it. They've been doing it for 2 years and no one's heard of it. It needs a cheerleader. So I jumped on board. I jumped at the head of that parade and said, yes, I will make this famous. And I'm doing a pretty good job, I think, so far. I mean, this thing's been actually in existence live for 3 days. And we have an Indiegogo campaign. And we've raised, last I checked, with all of our money and Bitcoin, we've raised about $1,600. So it's doing okay, man. It's doing okay. And that's just starting. That's just me going on a couple of my friends' shows. Just wait until it really gets out there. That's just me doing a couple days of junketing. So back to the tyranny, Mike. You got a good, amazing article which talks about why people should get on the .bit web now. What does it say?
Okay, let me just sigh really quick.
California. Okay. You live in this state. This is your people.
I sure do.
This is your people, man.
California mob boss wants to... Oh, did I say mob boss? I meant lawmaker. California lawmaker wants to require a kill switch on smartphones.
Now,
State Senator Mark Leno, Democrat of San Francisco.
If I made the obvious joke, I'd get my door kicked in. If I said Californian citizens want to require that the lawmakers have a kill switch, that's right. The obvious joke, and it's pretty funny. But you know, I don't even mean kill switch. I don't mean kill them. I just mean a switch to make them shut up, to turn them off, to make their robot brain, reptile brain turn off.
So what we were talking about earlier in the show too was we're doing this for the children, and this is an example of that. It's basically they want to mandate that a mobile device makers put in a kill switch so that they can reduce theft. And oh gosh, who doesn't want to have a theft reduced? It sounds like a great idea,
but not really wanting.
Yeah, I mean, in what possible bizarro universe could this go wrong? Giving the government the ability to shut down your phone? No, they'll never use it for evil. It's only for good.
About that. Like, okay, there's a thing, you know, they talk about the Obama phone. All the right wingers are like, isn't this horrible? We're buying Obama phones for these welfare recipients. It's actually not the Obama phone. George Bush strengthened that, and Bill Clinton started it. It's a thing that comes on your phone bill. It's about $1 a month. You pay it. They hide it in there. But if you look really closely, you'll find it. It's called Universal Lifeline Service. It's a tax every phone company in America charges for the government because the government says you should. And Republicans and Democrats have put this in and then strengthened it. And now it's called the Obama phone. But it's really the Clinton phone and the George Bush phone. Because they were both totally behind it.
It's the status phone.
And it's basically, it started when there weren't really cell phones, or when nobody, only like drug dealers and doctors had them. They were really expensive and they were like the size of one of those old military radios, you know. So cell phone, it started with landlines, and it was so people who couldn't afford to have a phone could have a phone that only could dial 911. Basically, that was it. It was, you know, and they passed it under like, think of the children. Okay. You know, if you're at work and your kids are home from school for the hour where they're home from, you're not, and they accidentally light your house on fire and they're trapped, your neighbor who's on welfare, who can't afford a phone, can call 911 and save your children. That's how they sold it, you know? And that expanded to, well, now everyone gets a cell phone that has 10 minutes of calling a month, you know, you could call for a job appointment and you can call 911. You can make local calls and you have a few minutes where you can talk to do a job interview and get off welfare. That's how they sell it now. But then it turned into the lady on the YouTubes going, Obama bought me a phone. And then actually right. Alex Jones had that lady come on and basically like schooled her in liberty. And it was pretty funny. And she's like, I would never vote for Obama again. Man, you schooled me. It was pretty awesome. But that's the phone, man. But think about the fact that the government sells that service by calling it Lifeline. And basically these California life, they're saying they want to be able to turn off your Lifeline, man. That's how important phones are. They are a Lifeline. But the government wants to be able to turn off your Lifeline. They want you to be able to not call 911. Think about this. If they are going to raid your house in a no-knock raid for whatever,
your phone is getting switched off.
They're going to turn it off before they do that. They don't want you to be able to call your neighbor with a gun to come help you. They don't want you to be able to. They don't want you to call your lawyer. They don't want you to be able to film it and upload it to YouTube. They don't want you to. They'll probably turn off your neighbor's phone when they do the no-knock raid on you because they don't want him to be able to be a credible witness of what they did wrong and put it on YouTube.
I hope anyone with half a brain cell can realize that, of course, this law, if passed, is going to get abused. I mean, come on. You're giving these people some serious power over your life, and they're doing it under the guise of your safety. And we've all seen how we've seen that work out so well in the past. Gee, what could go wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. what could go wrong with putting a central scrutinizer agency that wants you dead in charge of your lifeline? Everything could go wrong. You know, there's a new patent that just came to light. I can't remember if it was Google for the Android or Mac for the iPhone, but it's pretty much they're interchangeable at this point. People argue them like they argue Democrat and Republican, but they're really just. The Android's probably a little less locked down, and you can jailbreak an Android, I think, without going to jail. If you jailbreak an iPhone and like change the operating system on it, I think you can go to jail. I think it's in the agreement you sign by buying one and turning it on. But I think Android, I think you can jailbreak it and put a different operating system on it if you're really smart without going to jail. I could be wrong, but one of those companies just signed a either way, the government's spying on everything you're doing through back doors and front doors. Not even back doors, man. Front doors. When you agree to put a new app on and you don't read that 40 pages of legalese that you can scroll down, you just click next. Of course you do. And they want it that way. I don't read it. You know, I know it says all your data is belong to us. And if you want to have this cool option and play this game with these angry pigeons and these angry cats, and you want to be able to use all the cool stuff that like tells you where the restaurant is nearby. I know how that works. I know it's going to enable all that, which is why my cell phone is really, 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 really dumb. It's not a smartphone, man. You can't do anything on it. It's like the jitterbug phone. You know, those phones they have for old people that only have numbers. It's kind of like that. Yeah, man, all your data is belong to us. So instead, go to freespeechme.org and get the Free Speech Me app to enable you to use the .bit web, which is not controlled by the internet. And start some .bit websites and tell me about them. We need more, man. I'm the Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. That proves you're smarter than most people.
The electronic police state is strangling our previous protections and the central scrutinizer. Yeah.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadadi.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Freedom Fiends. So what we didn't mention in the last bit was the lawmaker who wanted to do that is Senator Mark Leno, D, San Francisco, of course, man. Ban Francisco. They just want to ban everything. So you found that patent I was talking about on an Android fan site. New Google patent suggests automatically sending your videos and photos to law enforcement. Why don't you read a little bit about this, Mike, and we'll comment for our last segment here today.
So the article begins, it says, we come across tons of interesting patents each and every day, but recently none have caused us as much concern and curiosity as this one. Google recently filed a patent for a system that identifies when and where a quote-unquote mob event takes place and sends multimedia alerts to relevant parties. The patents are actually titled Mob Source Phone Video Collaboration.
Mob.
And inferring events based on mob source video.
Mob. The government is the mob, man. Why are they calling the people the mob? You know, an interesting thing I heard was that Ron Paul said this, and I like him a lot better now that he's not a politician. Now that he's just a philosopher and tweeting pictures of him hanging out with his grandchildren. Actually, recently he tweeted a picture of his grandchildren with a bunch of potatoes they'd picked. It was like two like 8-year-old and 10-year-old boys with a wagon full of potatoes they just picked. And then somebody posted that with the number of tweets it had next to something with it was a tweet Obama did of saying like, you know, we need to do this and that and this and that. And it was like Ron Paul's potato picture got like four times as many tweets, which is really like, isn't that democracy in action? Can't you just like pick who gets to decide what you do if you have to do it? Like, why have elections and like intermediaries and people who take your, you know, you don't really vote for the people. You vote and then the delegates take your votes as suggestions and then go vote. There's really not voting. There's intermediaries. And those delegates, the GOP ones, totally blocked Ron Paul out. They weren't going to let that guy win. But the public has spoken, and basically Ron Paul's grandkids' potatoes got more votes on the internet than Obama saying, what we need to do is... So go on with what the mob is deciding about what they're calling. Oh, but what Ron Paul said was they want to try Snowden under treason for sharing sensitive information with the enemy. He basically shared it with the American people. So that means the government considers the public and the American people the enemy. So there you go with your I don't trust my government, but I love my country. What is your country? I love the geographic location between Maine and San Diego and, you know, Vancouver, Washington, and the bottom little tip of Florida, whatever it's called. I don't know what town that is, but we got people in Florida. They can tell us where it is. It's not Pensacola. It's not where we're on the radio. That's northern Florida, which is the cool, freaky part. I like it. I like it. It's where all the pirates live. I like pirates.
On the flip side of that, too, is that the whole I love America thing is a little nonsensical, because think of it this way. We all know somebody who's a jerk. We might have a neighbor who's a jerk. Do you love your neighbor because he's a jerk? You might like somebody in Pakistan quite a bit more if you got to know him than your neighbor. Yet the guy in Pakistan is thousands of miles away and your neighbor is right next door. Why does that matter?
We have the Freedom Fiends have fans in Iran. We have two fans in Iran who dig us. They dig us because we're saying stuff that they could never say. They dig the freedom. It's one of those weird countries where it's like you can't dare say on the internet what you want, but you kind of have internet freedom. At least you can if you're smart. Like they can hear the Freedom Fiends, but they couldn't do the freedom. You know, they couldn't do the Farsi Fiends over there. They couldn't get away with it. But so they love us. And I love them a lot more than a couple of my neighbors. I know all my neighbors. Oh, most of my neighbors are pretty good. But, you know, a couple people that live pretty near me, I like the guys in Iran better. I'm not going to say that. You know, I don't know. Neighbors are good. Neighbors are fine. We're on the radio in Casper.
Well, it comes down to what you
I mean
value.
That guy two blocks away, not the guy next to me. I like the guy next to me. There's a couple – there's got guys I consider neighbors two or three blocks away that, yeah, I like the guy in Iran better.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that either. I mean, it really comes down to you want to.
There's a gun-grabbing city council member that lives three blocks from me. I guess she's my neighbor. I certainly like our fan in Iran better than I like her. So go on. Take us out, Mike. Take us out.
Well, I want to talk about cryptocurrencies one more time and say thank you, people. Keep using them. Keep participating in market anarchy. You're doing the world a favor. God bless you.
Yeah, and go to freespeechme.org and participate even further and get the government off your internets.
Worms.
On the Freedom Fiends. That's it. We'll be back next week. We'll have Mike back as a guest sometime, but Nima comes back full time next Sunday on the Freedom Fiends.
Thank you for listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. Make an appointment to listen while it's still legal. Learn more about the Fiends and download archived shows at freedomfiends.com. That's FreedomFiends.com.
But I'm in a rush. I'm setting up new studio stuff. It's a very exciting day. Welcome to the show. It's Peace News Now Live. You can listen at peacenewsnow.com/live, where there's video built into the webpage. There's a chat room. Join me. I'm signed in there. And we're on a new network tonight, a new old network, the Liberty Movement Radio. Check us out at libertymovementradio.com. I was dropped for a little while for not mentioning their name enough, and I will surely do that for you and the benefit of the other listeners. I'm also on LRN.fm, so enjoy us over there, the Liberty Radio Network. So this is a call-in show. You can make your thoughts known by calling us or Skyping into the show. The Skype address is Peace News Now. Our phone number, of course, is 844-424-8347. And the calls are free. So go ahead and make whatever calls you want. Now, first up, we've got a very exciting guest, Michael W. Dean. Go get right into it, Michael. Hey, thanks.
Derek, what's up? You just wrote me and you're like, I thought I'd ask you to be on my show today, but I guess I was wrong, so I'll have you on Tuesday. And I'm like, hey, I called you up on the phone. I'm like, hey, man, you booked me and didn't tell me about it, but I'm so responsible. I'll do it, man. I'll do it right now. I just did a show. I've done a show every day for like 4 days, man. It's great. I love it. 5 days.
You're on a roll, and you've excited me about the topic of Namecoin. Now, I'm super into Bitcoin. It's a decentralized currency. People can trade it peer-to-peer, so there's no third party obstructing my trade with free individuals. And you know, I've heard of Namecoin. I heard it could be useful for registering domain names. A lot of people don't know, when you go to a typical website, you're putting in a code that gets decoded by a central authority into numbers. And every website has its own specific IP address, and that's actually where you're being directed. Now, how Michael W. Dean of the Freedom Fiends, go and listen to his show, of course, but how is Namecoin different, and how are you employing this new technology?
Well, people should go to freespeechme.org to learn all about this. That's our site. We have an Indiegogo campaign, but I don't care about the money. We just want to get stuff out there, man. But the more money we have, the more we can do stuff with it. But it ain't about the money. And I love Bitcoin too, but I love Namecoin so much. I dumped all of my Bitcoin past couple days, bought Namecoin. I'm not recommending that. I heard that.
Why in the world would anybody dump all of their Bitcoin? You can't buy like mixers and stuff with Namecoin. But I bought my mixer with Bitcoin.
Namecoin can... I love Bitcoin. Namecoin is not something to replace Bitcoin. It's not a competitor. It's a companion. It's pretty much the only cryptocurrency that has a use other than currency. Basically, it was spun off of Bitcoin, and it's like the Bitcoin wallet, but there's an extra tab in it that says manage names. And you can go in there and register a domain name by paying like 10 cents worth of this coin to the network. Some of that goes to the people who run the networks, and then some of it gets destroyed in the process. And you register a domain name. It's a .bit name. And they are not controlled by governments. They are more secure than .com, .net, etc. They can't be taken down, like, you know, as easily. I mean, nothing's impossible. I don't want to say it can't be done. That's like a challenge to a lock picker. But, you know, .com names, they can just send an email and get you taken off. And this is basically decentralizing that and putting it into the blockchain, which is more important. Davy Barker said that's more important than Bitcoin. The blockchain is going to replace everything governments do. You know, registering property, proving ownership, proving initial authorship, and registering and resolving domain names. Now, the problem is, until recently, to actually view .bit domain sites, you had to change your DNS server, which is a security risk and it's hard. But my friend Jeremy Rand has come up with a plugin for Firefox for Windows and Linux, and he's working on one for Mac. And we have it now. It's a working beta. This isn't vaporware. This isn't give us money and we'll develop it. This is like, it's here, give us more money so we can make it universal. And I'm really excited about it, but I want it to be boring. I want this to be so commonplace that I'm not effusing about it. Like, kind of like I was about the internet in 1994, and people were like, internet? And kind of like, you know, you and a bunch of other people like Free Talk Live were about Bitcoin 5 years ago, and people were like, Bitcoin, that'll never catch on. That's like trading pogs with your friends, you know, but apparently it caught on. And this is kind of even more important in a way, because it's a proof of concept. Not more important, but it's almost as important. And it's way more important than a lot of things a lot of people are doing, especially if what you're planning on doing with the rest of your day is sitting around on Facebook and retweeting things about the tyranny. Forget that, man. That is not a solution. This is a solution. Free Speech Me plugin from freespeechme.org is a solution, man. And you are a lunatic if you spend one more minute today complaining about the tyranny instead of spending 10 or 20 minutes getting up to speed on how to bypass the tyranny.
Man, that is so encouraging and so true. FreeSpeechMe.org is the website. I went there. I watched the instructive video that you've got explaining what's going on. I kicked some Bitcoin to the Kickstarter, although I didn't realize that you're so down on Bitcoin. I should have bought some Namecoin first and sent that your way.
I'm not down on Bitcoin. Bitcoin's great.
Okay, I know. I'm being hyperbolic. Yeah. I think it's your message of go and do something that's actually going to help people really resonates with me. Instead of just complaining about what the government's doing, you can actually take steps to improve the freedom in your own life. And this is one way to do that. So freespeechme.org is the website. But one question, I brought this up at the Bitcoin meetups that we have regularly each week in Philadelphia. And one of the techie folks was saying, well, I would be more concerned than if this were hosted on some regular website, because your website has to be hosted somewhere, right? So who does the hosting?
Oh, it's the same as with any other website. You host it. I mean, I use HostGator. I like HostGator
a
lot.
So my host could be taken down just as easily.
Okay, there's three ways a website can be taken down. And first of all, like, I want to say, like, read the news today. There is literally rioting in the streets in Turkey, like burning police cars and police like shooting people with rubber bullets because they've completely censored the internet there and people can't get to anything except government websites. And it's because there's some big scandal that the government is involved with and they're trying to cover up people knowing about it. They've literally, people cannot use the internet except to go to government sites in Turkey right now. And unlike if that happened in America, where people probably like send snail mail letters to their representative, people are rioting in the streets over it. So if all those people had .bit, they'd be comfortably surfing the internet right now. And we need more .bit sites, and you don't need to make a new site. You can point a .bit domain to your existing .com site and files. And if I can...
Yeah, but so what's that going to do if my regular website gets shut down? Okay. Say I point my .bit to
very easy, .com. Very easy answer. There's three ways a website can be taken down. Government or corporation sending a letter to ICANN, you know, the ICANN, the organization that doles out domain names through the registrars. I call them ICANN take down your website because that's really what they can do. ICANN or the equivalent in different countries. Governments can just, they don't even need due process or a warrant or anything. They just send them a fax or an email and say, please take down these websites. And then you go to those websites and it doesn't show what it should. It shows something that, you know, like the Department of Justice seal, and it says this site has been seized. So that is not an issue at all with .bit sites. And we need more web designers and web people to make and web owners to do this, to make .bit versions and spread it and share it with people. The other way it can be taken down is they can write your host like HostGator and do the same thing. Say, stop using these people as your client. You know, stop hosting their site. Mm-hmm. Okay, .bit... that would take down your .bit site for a half hour. You would immediately just go find some host in another country, or you could literally do it from your home temporarily.
I see. So you just move your host over. As long as you've got a copy of those files, you just redirect. Yeah.
And
faster than I can,
you can register
in the blockchain of Namecoin.
In a half hour, it updates worldwide. Hour. Yeah.
Man, that is a good solution. You know, can you point it at a .onion or at an onion website?
You can. It's kind of complicated, but Jeremy's put that in, and that's one of the like 50 things
essential, man,
that he's going to do to expand this to where like you can have a human memorable onion name. You know,
all right, we got 20 seconds. What's the final word, Michael W. Dean of
FreeSpeechMe.org. Go to FreeSpeechMe.org. Go to FreeSpeechMe.org. Thank you. It's been an honor.
Thank you, Michael W. Dean of Freedom Fiends. I look forward to learning more about freespeechme.org. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Mike Cargill, who's doing a very exciting thing with bitcoins and guns. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world?
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Take care, man.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thanks. Cheers, man.
Bye-bye, worms. GNU plus Linux. We already have working versions of the Free Speech Me plugin for Windows and GNU plus Linux. We already have working versions of the Free Speech Me plugin for Windows and GNU for Windows and GNU plus Linux. Linux. Quantum Vibe has allowed me to can't believe they let me on radio. For a number of reasons. Quantum Vibe has allowed me to We've already created a working beta of the Free Speech Free Soft We already have working versions of the Free Speech Me plugin for Windows and GNU. This isn't vaporware. And GNU Linux. Oh, I have to see how Stallman says that. GNU plus Linux. GNU plus Linux. We already have working versions of the Free Speech Me plugin for Windows and GNU. GNU plus Linux. We already have working versions of the Free Speech Me plugin for Windows and GNU. For Windows and GNU plus Linux. GNU plus Linux. GNU plus Linux. GNU plus Linux. We already have working versions of the Free Speech Me plugin for Windows and GNU plus Linux. You can start using them this minute.